Western Australia, a land forged by one of the most dangerous killers on Earth, bushfire.
Oh, go away, buddy. Go away.
Here, men and women of the Parks and Wildlife Service fight a never-ending war against this scorching enemy.
Oh, I love it, mate. I wouldn't do any other job apart from something to do with fire.
They deploy the largest squadron of fire-spotting aircraft in the world. Armoured bulldozers and trucks. Aerial bombers. And they fight on foot.
It is a dangerous job. You know, I've had stuff fall on top of me, being hit by trees, things like that.
The battle is relentless. Their enemy, a remorseless, unpredictable and indiscriminate killer.
The sight of burnt flesh, the smell of burnt flesh, is something I never want to see again in my life, you know.
This is Bushfire Wars. This time, the West Australian Parks and Wildlife Service are forced to throw everything at fighting the most dangerous bushfire of the season.
When you start seeing the smoke pushing up, it's really black. It's the unknown.
In a plan reminiscent of a military campaign, Shane Popperwell leads the charge on one flank.
Our priority is to fit a fire line around the fire and cut it off as soon as we can.
Adam Edwards is part of the convoy fighting the rearguard action.
Got some good active fire behaviour, good flame heights.
On the opposite flank, Pedro Laurent faces his own battle to try and control the fire.
With the strong winds, the potential could be quite severe.
And Nick Long provides much-needed air support.
From the time we get the call, we've got 5 minutes to be able.
Close away, bomber 605.
Western Australia is one of the hottest and driest places on Earth. It's also a global bushfire hotspot with up to 12,000 fires a year. The West Australian Parks and Wildlife Service are the first responders to bushfires in nature reserves, state forest, and national parks.